So we had our second episode of the new series of Love Island last night, and I'm hoping that we're going to start to see a little bit more drama. But between what happened with the twins last night and Callum and Michael, we definitely will. And there is drama between Paige and Ollie on tonight's Love Island. But we'll talk about that in a few minutes' time. But what we do need to do is talk to someone who's been through it all before so we can get the inside scoop and their opinion. You might remember him from last year's series as the guy that had that massive, massive fight with Anna. Jordan Hames, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Have you recovered from that big fight yet?
Oh, I've recovered, you know. You know what? I'm just glad I'm watching this one from the sidelines. I've had my dramas. It's someone else's turn now. So it feels mad watching it rather than being there. I feel like, because it's in a different villa, but it's not as weird as if it was in the same villa, but it's still strange. But yeah, it's good to watch this one from the sidelines.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you that, because there must, like, you didn't go in from the start, right? But there must be so much pressure and, like, you know, anxiety and anticipation. You're like, oh my God, what is everyone going to think of me? How should I act? How do I need to be? And you're meeting all these new people at once. So it must be pretty daunting.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm a really confident person, so like before you go in, you sort of prep talk yourself and think, you know, when I go in there, I'll be fine. And then when you actually walk in, you're like, oh, I'm actually here now. Do you know what I mean? So I've just heard that apparently Ollie's left. Did you hear
Yes, I've heard. Yeah, because I was going to ask you about that. So obviously there was a lot of controversy surrounding Ollie because there was those photos going around of him like hunting for sport, and there was a lot of petitions to try. Not good. And a lot of people were trying to get him out of the villa. And then I saw a headline there not so long ago that said, Ollie's left. And I thought, oh, they're after kicking him out. But apparently, he's still in love with his ex-girlfriend, and that's why he's after leaving.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of processes you have to go for. So if it took him to actually walk in there to realise it, then that's a bit mad. But at the same time, if he has left generally because he's overwhelmed, I can understand. Because I think when I went in there for a couple of days, I think because I went in a bit later, though, so like everybody already had their relationships and like friendships there, so you sort of trying to get to know 40 new people, 12, 40 new people. So it is a lot, but yeah, that is mad.
Yes.
Casually.
And just before he's left, so we're obviously going to see him in tonight's episode, he ends up getting into a bit of a fight with Paige because she finds out that he was talking to Shanice. She's a really, like, I think she's gorgeous looking now. Paige gets really annoyed about that in tonight's episode and she confronts Ollie. But do you think that's really weird? Because, like, Paige hasn't even said that she likes Ollie and now she's getting odd.
Exactly. And to be fair, I felt like when Ollie and Paige were having a conversation last night, I found it a bit awkward. I think they were in the kitchen and they were talking and Ollie was like, oh, I just need to break these walls down. And he seemed a bit awkward. Did you see that? He seemed a bit awkward. So, you know, I didn't really think that she liked him anyway. But I think because it's so early, people are probably thinking that they need to be.
I know.
Probably, so they've just been told that someone's leaving on Friday. So they're probably thinking, oh, I need to make sure that I'm in a couple sort of thing. So I think it's probably a bit of that because you don't really know if you like someone that so soon, surely.
Yeah, because that's what I'm thinking. Because you know this better than anyone else. I feel like these people don't even know each other like a wet week. And then all of a sudden, it's like we saw Shauna getting really annoyed that one of the twins picked Callum.
Oh, she absolutely slapped one on Callum, didn't she? You know what? I like Shauna. I rate that a lot. She stamps her authority. She's not messing about her.
She's not messing about, but
I think she'll go far, you know.
She reminds me of Danny.
Yeah, she's funny. She looks a bit like Danny, actually.
She does.
Isn't it weird? You always find that, are these people secret twins or what?
Oh, stop. Sure, doesn't Paige look like Bella as well from last year?
Hey, but there's no one that looks like me, is there, is it?
No. They'll have to put you back in the villa.
Not yet, anyway. I think I went in a day 13, so there's 10 days yet.
But anyway, who stands out for you so far? You just mentioned there you really like Shauna. Is there anyone else?
I like Shauna. I think Sophie's really nice as well, Sophie Piper. She seems like a really nice down-to-earth girl.
And who's your favourite girl? As in, if you were in the villa right now, who would you want to couple up with?
It would be either Shauna or Sophie, you know.
Yeah.
Shauna or Sophie. Maybe Shauna, because she's got a bit of banter. I like that. I like girls that don't take themselves too seriously and they just can just banter. She seems cool.
And comparing the banter from the lads last year to what you've seen so far of the lads, what do you think?
It's too early to tell, you know, and especially because, you know, they only show an hour in the day, that there was a lot of jokes that we had on there, which I know didn't actually make it onto the show, so it's really hard to tell. But I think at the end of the week, everyone's personality will come out more. But it's been a bit of a slow start. But can we talk about Mike?
Please, can we talk about Mike?
He's moving. Mike's playing a dangerous game, you know.
Do you think so?
He's playing a bit of a dangerous game.
I feel like he's kind of you from last year, is he?
Me? Nah. Never. I mean, I feel like when I went in, I was pretty much solely on Anna right until the end. it's a bit of a weird journey for me.
Yeah, but like,
but I think the real test, yeah, in Love Island is Casa Amor. I think that's when the show really got a bit juicy last year, didn't it?
Is there going to be a Casa Amor? Has that been confirmed? Like,
they'll do something. You know, it's ITV. They'll have something up their sleeves, I think.
Yeah. So do you think Mike is the standout guy for causing trouble?
I think so. I think he's definitely putting his fingers in a few pies, but he's just testing the waters. Like I say, you've got to get to know these people. So he's just doing his thing. I think if you're gonna do it sooner rather than later, before like you actually know these girls and form a real relationship with them. So I think he's just testing the waters. But you know, it's good. He's probably the best to watch out of the lads so far, I think.
Yes, wise words from someone who's been through it all themselves. Jordan, I could actually talk to you all day, but I feel like I should leave you go, because we're going to have you on the show again next week, because you're going to be watching Love Island and then you're going to come on and tell us what you think.
Class, can't wait. Sounds good.
Sounds good to me too. You're our official Love Island correspondent on Red Hits, and we're absolutely delighted.
Oh, thank you. Let the drama commence.
I love it.